This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Is that any more embarrassing than what Devondre Campbell did for the San Francisco 49ers on Thursday night? Because that...
Good Lord.
I was trying to think, you know, as our NFL season almost comes to a wrap, here we are, week 15, so we got, what, 4 more weeks left in the NFL season, that I'm trying to, like, come up with a list of the most embarrassing moments of the NFL season. And there is the Anthony Richardson subbing himself out because of being tired is up there. Who's Tyreek Stevenson for the Chicago Bears talking S to the Washington Commanders fans on the last play of the game.
And then
giving up the Hail Mary.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's embarrassing. I guess it's more so embarrassing just for the individual than the team, because the 49ers, I mean, they're a different kind of embarrassing right now. I don't know. The only time I can remember seeing a player quit on a team in mid-game and leaving the game was Vontae Davis.
Former Niner, right?
I don't think he played for that. All I remember, yeah,
he was a
Dolphin, he was a Colt, and he was a Bill.
And it was when he played for the Bills.
See, and I thought it was when he played for the Colts, but
yeah, I think
this,
you're right. It's the Bills.
Yeah.
But yeah, he quit on his team
half-time
and retired after that. So, half-time. I mean, at least he, you know.
He stood true.
Yeah, like, man, exactly.
It wasn't a thing about the team. He was just like, you know. And
I'm good. I'm just done.
You know, and I'm surprised. I'm sure it happens more often than we think, like, and probably with players that are lower on the depth chart and stuff like that, that, you know, and we don't hear about them because they don't really make an impact on the team. But just playing and, like, get tired of traveling, get tired of all the stuff, and then you get to the game and you don't play, and it's like, man, you know what? I think I'm done. I don't think I want to do this anymore. I can imagine, like, especially if you're a baseball player or a basketball player,
I'm kind of
do a
tired.
Lot of traveling.
I think I want to go home now.
You mean like Anthony Richardson when he got benched?
Yeah, I mean,
well, again, that's why I asked this question. It's like, is this? You know, that's embarrassing. Your team and walking off the field mid-game after being called upon. Your team has been ravaged by injuries all year. They need you, and this is how you. Well, this is what you do.
What's my man from the Ravens that refused to go in the receiver?
Deontay Johnson.
Deontay Johnson. Deontay Johnson. Yeah,
Johnson.
That was like,
man,
I'm not going back.
I mean, Mike Wallace is going back, but he did quit.
That's been a little bit, you know, it hasn't been talked about as much, but I mean, that's up there too.
He's not as big a name, and so I think that's.
Well, I mean, this Devondre Campbell guy's not a big name either, but I mean, I hear what you're saying. It's like, and also, if this would have happened maybe on a Sunday when there's like eight other games going at the same time, maybe it slips under the cracks, but. since this was on Thursday night and you are the national game and it's the only thing going on NFL wise, like
everybody saw
it completely. Well, granted, there weren't a lot of highlights and headlines coming from that 12-6 20 punt game on Thursday night. So obviously this took attention away from it. But I mean, man, I don't know what I'm put. And obviously, you know, the recency bias plays a factor. This might be the worst, most embarrassing moment of the season. To not quit or sub yourself out because you're tired, to literally just quit on your team.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't look good.
It is the complete antithesis of what you were supposed to do as an NFL player.
If this isn't a thing about you just being done completely, right? Like retiring, much like Vontae Davis, just like walking off the field and being done with it, and you're expecting to get another team to sign you. You're expected for other teams to look at you and to call your agent. Like,
well, and he hasn't been cut yet. Like, no, he might get suspended is what it looks like. I mean, he might not even.
But I think this happened on Thursday. I think if it was going to happen, they would have done it already.
That's what I'm saying.
And I think honestly, so I'm not sure exactly what the 49ers stance on this whole thing is right now.
They're like, well, we need warm
bodies.
Right
now, it's an S show in San Francisco. It is not for a team that just went to the Super Bowl. 9 months ago, 10 months, like this is not the same team. Like something is clearly wrong.
Lost
with this
four
team.
It's not, of
it's
their
more,
last five.
And it's more than just injuries. At first, it was just injuries, right? And now, like I don't know if that's as much a thing. Like they are just not in a great space.
Well, I mean, you got Debo complaining and then dropping passes that are right in the bread basket.
I think that when you're a great team and you're going through these type of struggles, like it's that locker room is not a great place. So.
Have we heard from Devondre Campbell yet, like at all? No, I know we've heard from the Niners. We've heard from all the other players. We've heard from coaches. I have not heard a peep from the player himself since any of this.
I want to say that he did have a tweet or something on Instagram.
Okay.
He posted something, and he's. I think it was along the lines of, someone out there is going to get a real one. Meaning, like, when I get cut, you know, and picked up by another
team. That's what he thinks, That's what he thinks. But yeah, and that's my thing. I don't know what happened. Like, with the whole, we forget about Antonio Brown, you know, a couple of years ago, just middle of the game.
Double bird.
Whole spectacle, you know, of it and everything like that. But we kind of, as time progressed, we found out more about Antonio Brown. We found out more about that situation from his side and from the Buccaneers side and everything. And I think more people still kind of lean with, you know, the Buck side of things from here, but I don't know what happened from San Francisco on that game on Thursday. What's the friction?
He
that
has
makes
been
you not want to go in.
He has been starting because Drake Greenlaw has been down, and Drake Greenlaw was going to start because he is better than Devondre Campbell, and Devondre Campbell got pissed about that. So, but sorry, buddy, I don't understand what the issue is. Like, and then to say that somebody's
like,
getting a
happened?
Real one.
Like, did somebody say something where you disrespected and being put back on the bench? Like, that would provide more context. Because right now, it just seems like you're the jackass that left his team high and dry, you know, before the game was over. That's what it looks like. And that's how everybody's going to view you until there's more stuff that comes out. I think there's a certain pocket of people with Antonio Brown that were like, all right, I see why you was mad. Whether you're right or wrong, I think people understand that, and I don't think we're having a hard time understanding this.
So, just put a bow on it. According to Shanahan, Campbell actually had been asked to enter the game in the second quarter when strong side linebacker D. Winters departed with a neck injury. Demetrius Flanagan Fowles had to step in for Winters after Campbell told the coaching staff he didn't want to play.
When do you think Campbell was told about it? Just quickly. Like, because if he wasn't told about it until right before the game, I might see why he has an argument about being upset. Like, you got to be a pro. You're a millionaire. This is the NFL.
You can be upset,
college,
but you don't do this.
No, of course not. Simple. But I just wonder, to Rashad's point, I do wonder how the Niners handled this when he was told, if he was told last Monday, hey, Dre might be back on Sunday, so your snaps might decrease, but we're still going to prep you like you're the one. I don't know if or when he heard that.
Yeah, I still don't see any excuse, any reason. I mean, the NFL dudes get done dirty all the time by teams, whatever. It's a business, as they say. And, you know, players that care about having a job, having a spot on the team. And, you know, again, it's a team. It's not it's not about you. And this is, you know, you got to make sacrifices. And sorry, dude, like, this is what we're rolling with. We pay him a lot more. We know he's a better player. And if he's available to play, we're going to play him.